This is KLCC's Inspiring Minds, spotlighting inspiration in education. I'm Love Cross. Today, Teresa Mueller shares her appreciation for yoga instructor Nate Guadagni.
My first class with Nate was called Bow Yoga, a yoga practice he designed around an innovative lightweight pole to enhance balance and stretching. He told the class that his background in martial arts morphed in time into other more peace-oriented and varied forms. When Nate left Eugene, I followed his teaching direction from afar via his website and admired the breadth of what he had to teach. His classes seemed especially geared toward older or recuperating people, needing his fine tuning of their balance and bone strength, always with a foundation in Eastern disciplines and peppered with dad jokes. He's got an impish sense of humor, slyly addressing his cat perched to his side when he does tiger-inspired moves, or gently working around his chi-fired toddler when she wanders on camera and wants to climb the bow pole like a tree. Lucky for Eugene, Nate returned to our town. Ironically, I now enjoy two different classes Nate teaches, not in person but online. One Qigong for AARP Wyoming, and another Qigong for cancer patients and their carers. His older students regularly express their appreciation, as well as their ill-disguised surprise, that a young man has so much to teach his seniors about fortitude, resiliency, and calm. There's no fanfare, no showiness, just know-how and an ability with metaphors that I think all teachers should have. Students of a teacher like this feel both the humanity and the enormous mysterious potential of Qigong, the form and the philosophy, even when separated by a computer screen and many miles. Thanks, Nate, you're the best.
That was Teresa Mueller sharing her appreciation for yoga instructor Nate Guadagni. To hear other stories of inspiring educators, visit klcc.org/inspiringminds.